Mike Jones began his career at the Tulsa World in 1971. He later was named an associate editor and continued to contribute daily editorials, as well as writing a Sunday column for the opinion section. Among the many awards he's received, Mike has been awarded the Distinguished Merit Citation by the former National Conference of Christians and Jews, the Human Rights Award from the Oklahoma Human Rights Commission, and he was inducted into the Oklahoma Journalism Hall of Fame in 2011.
Well, I'm honored to be here. I'm sure everybody else up here is too. But I can speak from a couple of perspectives about these many of these issues. I spent the first part of my 43-year career as a reporter and eventually city editor, so I know some of what goes into decisions made on news gathering and presentation. However, I have now been an opinion writer and editor for 28 years, and what goes into putting out the news section of the paper is a little different from where when I was out there. I feel more comfortable speaking as a member of the editorial board of the Tulsa World, and being an opinion writer, I have much more leeway in what I write. So when the question arises of do I feel any responsibility for the quality of the social fabric of our community, I can honestly answer yes. I don't think any reporter, editor, or writer can or ought to completely disconnect from his community. There's a time, especially with a news reporter, a line that can't be crossed. Reporting on the truth of what goes on in a community without bias does carry responsibility to the community and does, in the end, make it a better community. For instance, we often get the complaint that we are only reporting the bad news, and that is not good for the community. What would be worse for the community would not be to report on the bad news at all or somehow soften it. That would be a disservice to the community, and that goes for presenting a fair view of the religious community. Truth is fair. When groups, religious or otherwise, are fair and truthful to us, their public image will be the same. The rap that only bad news sells is overblown. Certainly, crime and other tragic news have a perverse way of holding the public's attention. But I can tell you that we have just as much response from the good news stories as the bad. In fact, the response to a good news story often receives more response than the bad news. In my time on the editorial board, I've had, at times, the task of handling the letters to the editor, one of the most popular and well-read parts of the Tulsa World. Yeah, bad news for me, but... I am often faced with a letter that is harsh. I have published some and ignored others. There have been times when I ran such letters that I was asked by readers how in the world I could printed such a letter as it makes Tulsa look bad. They usually are right. Such a letter often does throw a bad light on Tulsa. Here, however, is my answer, and I'll let you be the judge of whether it's a legitimate answer. I run those letters to let our readers and the overwhelmingly fair majority of Tulsa that there are people out there who harbor ill will toward a lot of people. It's better to know than to pretend that everyone is happy all the time. What sells is the news, good or bad, presented in a truthful, well-written way. When it comes to how a religious group is seen and what role does the media play in that image, it still comes back to the same simple plan. It's a newspaper's role to neither polish nor soil an image. I really don't know if the public discourse has become harsher over the years. I can remember some pretty good knockdown, drag-out arguments that took place in a public setting. What has changed is the public's access to the conversation. Social media has made everyone a pundit, and far too often they are uninformed and unimaginative, which leads to what we have often, name-calling and false accusations. I'm a big fan of freedom of speech. Everybody knows that. But with rights comes responsibility. And during this era of everyone getting their time on the public stump, we must monitor what is being said. We must be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. There's a great photo circulating on Facebook. It says, quote, "Don't believe everything you read on the Internet just because there's a picture with a quote next to it." That is next to a photo of Abraham Lincoln. The media has a responsibility to be a good citizen of the community. It can love and respect that community by telling the truth, no matter how bad it might hurt, with the hope that by even showing all our warts, it makes us a stronger and a better place to live. Thanks.